Lexington Mayor Linda Gordon is recommending a continuation budget that she says resets the city's spending. Gordon delivered her suggestions for the $379 million budget to council Tuesday afternoon. The first-term mayor says private sector job and salary growth have slowed, and so funds coming into the city are lower than expected. Gordon says fixed costs for utilities, pensions, personnel, and debt service have increased. Still, citizens should not expect to be asked to dig deeper in their pockets.
There are no tax increases built into this budget. There are no layoffs. There are no raises for non-sworn personnel.
Gordon says higher paid senior leadership staff and city government will have an unpaid 12-day furlough. She's proposing to close the Picadome pool and adjust some park program scheduling, but not make any changes regarding public golf courses. Gordon will meet with council members this week in a workshop, something which she says is a first regarding the budget. Vice Mayor Steve Kay called it, quote, a very sobering message for the community.
The chart that shows the rising cost of government that we have really no control over, like the rising cost of pensions, and the slowdown in our economy, that means that the revenues aren't keeping pace. So we have to make some adjustments, and I think they're pretty serious.
Mayor Gordon, meanwhile, says projections indicate even bigger financial challenges next year. Council will consider Gordon's suggestions over the next several weeks and act on the budget in June. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.